Behold, the Crypt Keeper with Michael Mysterio on 95 BFM.
Do you believe the voice?
I want to believe. I want to believe.
Hey, Michael Mysterio. Sorry, I was trying to bring in some background music. I thought this would be some good background music for what we're going to be talking about today.
Appropriate.
Actually, though? Is it actually appropriate?
I reckon.
So, who are we going to be exploring? What world are we going into?
Today we're going off to Cyprus, a little town in Cyprus, a holiday resort.
Oh, a holiday resort.
Looks bloody beautiful, I tell you. Tell you that. It's a hard one to research because you just sit there like, God damn it, I wish I was in this beautiful holiday destination and not in cold old mystery land.
But what's at this holiday destination that's going to make us not want to be there?
Well, it's called the Ayanapa Sea Monster. Because the town is called Ayanapa and it's just called the Ayanapa Sea Monster.
Okay. So tell me about the sea monster. What does it look like?
Oh, you want to go straight into looks?
Yeah.
All right.
It's all about the looks with these guys.
So we haven't really got hard photographic evidence or video evidence or physical evidence about this guy. Or girl, this creature. And so kind of what we're going on is eyewitnesses.
Yes, as per usual.
As per usual. So we've got like a Loch Ness vibe. Think of like a big serpentine sea monster.
Mm.
But sometimes you've got like seven heads on it.
Does it have a good smile?
Sometimes though. Sometimes. Some people link it to the ancient Greek myth of Scylla, who's this...
The one where you slice off the head and it grows back?
No, that's a hydra.
Oh.
We're talking about Scylla, who is kind of like a hydra, but way more terrifying because she's got the top half of a woman,
Yes.
Bottom half of a serpent, and kind of where they join together, she's got the front half of six dogs, including their four arms.
She's a well-equipped lady.
Yeah, so she's most famous for getting involved in stealing some of Homer's people on his journeys.
Okay.
But yeah, no.
So that's what the creature kind of looks like.
Well, could look like.
Okay.
Yeah. But this creature, it's not actually scary like that. It's called the Friendly Sea Monster.
Oh, lovely.
The locals love it. The local fishermen, who often report it.
Oh, my gosh.
This sea monster kind of gets in and just, you know, takes away their nets.
And he loves it.
So it steals their nets.
Mm. And does it bring back fish?
No. It sounds like a bloody good excuse if you haven't caught any fish that day. Oh, friendly sea monster. But yeah, no, it's friendly. It has not eaten anyone.
So what does it do?
What do fish do?
Swim.
Exactly. Swim. Swim, swim, keep on swimming. Or whatever that phrase is from that movie.
So has it... That was a terrible movie reference. Don't ever do that ever again.
I've seen like three movies.
Stop it. Okay, so back to this creature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just really quickly.
Yeah.
Where was it last... Or when was it last sighted?
Oh, well, it's kind of like a... You know how Loch Ness draws in visitors from around the world?
Mm.
This is kind of what the government's pushing for. So they've launched an official investigation.
They launched... Are you serious?
10 years ago, they launched an official investigation with nothing conclusive found, of course.
I want to believe.
But yeah, no, if you go over to this little resort town, they'll send you out on a boat and you can go look for it yourself. I sound like I'm a holiday guide now.
All right. This one was interesting.
Yeah. It's friendly. I liked it because it's friendly.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to believe?
I mean, the depths of the ocean are unimaginable. I'm going to put this one at a 6.
Okay. Thanks so much, Michael Mysterio. for coming.
Yeah, all good.
Till next time, The Crypt Keeper on 95 BFM.